relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
When I came into office, I inherited a deal that President Trump negotiated with the Taliban. Under his agreement, U.S. forces would be out of Afghanistan by May 1, 2021, just a little over 3 months after I took office. U.S. forces had already drawn down during the Trump administration from roughly 15,500 American forces to 2,500 troops in country. And the Taliban was at its strongest militarily since 2001.
Oh, so it's our fault. It's the Trump administration's fault. Let's get a reaction to that very peculiar press conference where he didn't take any questions. None better to discuss this than former Special Forces member of the U.S. Army. He is the head, the president of the Security Studies Group, Jim Hansen. Welcome into my studio as I'm in New Hampshire.
And I'm in your chair. This is
my chair. Do you like my chair?
I like your chair better. It's got a sheepskin thing on it.
It does. Oh, yeah. You got to love the sheepskin. Okay, so got to get your reaction. I know you've almost lost your voice, the amount of media you've done in the last 48 hours. Get that man some hot tea with honey stat. Jim, where to begin? I'm just gonna free fire zone Jim Hansen.
Look, Biden is busy telling us that Trump cut a deal to get us out by May 31st. Now, what starts in the spring in Afghanistan? The fighting season. Right?
Fighting!
Hey! Why would getting out before that be a good idea when you could wait? Let the Taliban marshal their forces, get everything together, let the snow melt, let the passes open, let them plan everything so that when we did start our cut and run, they could fly up all the highways, crush the provincial capitals, and then take Kabul in about 15 minutes. What an idiotic thing to do, among the many idiotic things Biden and his crew did.
Now, it may seem like a small thing, but in terms of telegraphing to our enemies and also the message it sends to our allies and also to the Afghans who served us and helped us in theater, just this one thing, Jim, the fact that he didn't take any questions, hightailed it out of there, back onto Marine One, flew back to Camp David to continue his vacation. What message does that send to the good guys and the bad guys?
Screw you all. I'm on vacation. You know, and what was he going to do? That's the sad thing. I wish I had an ounce of confidence that having Biden in the White House was better than having Biden at Camp David or Wilmington or anywhere else on earth. He is 100% not up to the task of serving as commander-in-chief. And it's probably time to start looking at fitness for duty in the 25th Amendment, because we need, and the world needs, a competent leader running the American Armed Forces.
Yeah, this is how bad it is. But it's not just him. It's his former boss, the man who started his administration by going on an apology tour. If you'll just bear with me, Jim, I have an article just sent to me. It's from one of Mr. G's favorite publications. He's a gannet. He absorbs everything. This is from the Hindustani Times. Karula Karkwa, part of the Gitmo 5 released by Obama in 2014, is the planner for the return of the Taliban. Here it is. Just a little intel for all of our millions of listeners. Karula Karkwa was released from Gitmo prison along with four other Taliban prisoners by President Barack Obama. The Gitmo 5 were labeled, quote, hardest of the hardcore by U.S. intelligence officials who advised him not to release them. A Taliban prisoner who was released from Gitmo is already emerging to be the key figure who reunited the insurgents and helped them capture power in Afghanistan. His name is Karula Karkwa.
I like
responsibility.
The responsibility lies on the people who were too naive to understand that scoring political points by bringing a traitor like Bo Bergdahl back was not worth letting loose one Taliban low-level guy, let alone the five they did, as well as the $5 million in cash that they had Qatar bring to the Haqqani network who held him, let alone all the people who got out of Gitmo and now are running things and hanging out in the presidential palace. I'm sorry, there is something fundamentally incapable on the Democrat side of understanding the threats we face when, to them, the politics is what matters, not the security and safety of the world.
And when you hear State Department spokesmen like Ned Price, I mean, it's worse than an SNL skit when SNL was funny, say, we do hope the Taliban regime makes room for men in their administration. You know what kind of room they're going to make, right? For women in their administration. Yeah. You know what kind of room they're going to make, Jim, right?
He said they want an inclusive government. Yes. And I'm sure it will include every flavor of misogynistic, patriarchal, Islamist terrorist that they have. What a ridiculous thing to say. How embarrassing. And that's really half the problem now. And I don't want to minimize the suffering of the Afghan people and the danger this is causing our own troops now who have to go back there. But the damage to U.S. prestige and credibility and any thought of us as a deterrent against danger around the world is going right down the toilet as these morons make us look like fools in front of the world.
One of our regular guests yesterday offline said the following to me, and I just want to share it with all of our listeners and with you. We're talking to Jim Hansen, president of the Security Studies Group. He said the Biden administration 2 months ago hoisted the rainbow LGBT flag over our embassy in Kabul. I guess it worked out pretty well, right, Jim?
You know, I saw another picture today that had a Taliban fighter holding a machine gun on a group of women and children in front of one of those giant UN billboards that said gender inclusivity and diversity and all this stuff. It had the little, you know, the fancy little graphics that they made to show the Afghan people that we all care, except the Taliban doesn't care. And apparently nobody else in Afghanistan cares enough to fight the Taliban on their behalf.
Yeah, I remember one of the most poignant moments of my time in Afghanistan. I was just there for a visit. I went to four different provinces. I was flying back from Herat, and I was at the military airport in Herat. And I was gated off, fenced off from the civilian part of the airport, and I saw this beautiful little girl, must have been 4 or 5 years old, max, cherubic little girl, head to toe in black, in head to toe in pink, with some kind of little pony toy, pink trainers, and she was running around playing. As sitting on the ground next to her was her mother, that looked like a bag of potatoes in a black sack. And I realized, you know, if the bad guys come back, well, sooner or later anyway, that girl, as soon as she gets close to puberty, is going to be in that black potato sack like her mother and not living the life of a free, free little girl like a girl here in America. Truly, truly tragic. We're talking to the author of Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. He's Jim Hansen. You can follow his work at the Security Studies Group. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, live across the nation on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Stay with us. You don't want to miss a second. Back after these messages.
Security Council issued a joint press statement earlier today calling for a new government that is united, inclusive, and representative, including with the full and meaningful participation of women.
That's unreal. Really, the State Department press spokesman is expecting the authoritarian, theocratic fundamentalists of the Taliban, who gave succor and support to Al-Qaeda, to make sure they have an inclusive administration with women as well. You got to have a sense of humor. You know what? I have to give a shout out now before we get back to Jim. I told you on air yesterday that I traveled to the North Country. I forgot my MyPillow. In desperation, I told my team, reach out to Mike Lindell and his amazing people. Get me two pillows stat to New Hampshire. You know what? I came to the studio here. There was a box in front of the door of the studio from MyPillow. These guys are amazing. This is why he is the best producer of a good night's sleep in America, a conservative, a truth teller. And there they are, my two MyPillows. God bless you, Mike Lindell. Thank you so much. I will get a good night's sleep tonight. If you haven't done so already, get yours. Support the guy. They tried to beat him up outside of his hotel during the Cyber Summit, but they messed with the wrong guy. Let's show him some love. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A for up to 66% off. Be as excited to see it as I am. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Show the man some love. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. All right. He is the president of the Security Studies Group, author of Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot, former Special Forces operator Jim Hansen. First things first, have any of your buddies reached out to you who are at Bragg, who were at Bragg? What is the sense of people who bled and fought for that piece of benighted real estate?
It's sadness, honestly, Seb. It's sadness and embarrassment. And that's what really hurts, is it's not the people who were boots on the ground, busting their butts, putting their lives on the line, losing friends, and doing everything possible to accomplish a mission that the leadership was not willing to let them do. And at some level was actually probably impossible. You were never going to make a national army out of a collection of tribes in Afghanistan that hate each other more than they will ever love a mythical nation called Afghanistan. So they're sad, they're embarrassed, and at this point, they worry about the future of our military, because how are you going to get people to join if this is how you treat them, if this is what you do?
Yeah. Let me run this past you as a former operator. I just taught the guys at Bragg for years. You've actually worn the uniform and the beret. So this is what I advised the White House when I was in the Trump administration. I said, the only reason Afghanistan matters isn't because of hospitals or schools or ring roads around Kabul that the Soviets couldn't even build. It matters because that territory was used to effect 9/11. The only reason it matters. So all we need is a small footprint of intel and operators to make sure the bad guys like AQ or ISIS are whacked when they are identified. Nothing else. No nation building. That was my suggestion. That's what the president was really set to do. What is your take on the right approach to Afghanistan?
You know, I think Biden deserves all the blame and disgrace for the shameful and incompetent way this was handled. But let's go back to George W. Bush.
Yep.
And let's look at the fact that we were absolutely right to go in and topple the Taliban. All right. They allowed that country to be used to attack the United States on 9/11. That needed to be taken care of. But once we toppled them, which was less than a month later, why did we stay? Because he listened to Rumsfeld and Cheney and Colin Powell talking about if you broke it, you bought it. No, we couldn't build a nation. We should have knocked them off and then carpet bombed the entire country with leaflets that said, we will bomb this place flat if you do it again, then we'll do another run and make the rubble bounce. Stop hassling the United States.
He understands the application of force. Yes, indeed. That is the message that should have been sent. Instead, the neocons, the people who believed, Afghanistan, lovely, a future Switzerland. We can invest $2.5 trillion. We can lose 2,000 lives, 20,000 wounded, and get nothing to have it all collapse under a Democrat president. Follow this man at Jim Hansen, D.C. Get his book, The Second Civil War, Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls next here on the Salem Radio Network. 1-833-33-GORKA. That's 1-833-4-6752. Coming to you live from the Northern Kingdom's ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works. I've been taking it for 2.5 years. It has rid me of my lower back pain that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. But it's not just me. It's tens of thousands of Americans across the country, like Reggie from Florida. This is his story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredibly powerful words. Find out if they apply to you. There's only one way to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Nothing except the pain. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by American Financing.
The massive quake flattening buildings across Haiti, triggering landslides that cut off access to some smaller communities. Families who lost their homes are now sleeping on nearby soccer fields. And now, Tropical Storm Grace is forecast to hit Haiti, bringing punishing rain that could lead to flash flooding and new mudslides. Yet another blow to a country in crisis.
Yes, we're focusing on Afghanistan, on the feckless administration run by a man called Joe Biden. But let's also think about those who we can actually help. It's hard for us to help anybody stuck in Afghanistan, even our American fellow citizens. But thanks to Food for the Poor, the Christian organization that's been helping the most benighted people for the last 39 years, you can help save a life today. Literally, you heard the devastation in Haiti, a massive 7.2 Richter scale earthquake, but they are on the ground feeding the children who are hungry. Please make a donation in any amount. Any amount makes a difference. $5 makes a difference. If it's 500, if it's 5,000, you are saving hundreds. Hundreds of lives. $37 once feeds a child for 6 months. Will you make a difference? Will you be a modern missionary? It is how you can do what Jesus told us when he said, come unto me, the little children. Go to sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Give Food banner or call the amazing people at Food for the Poor on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4667. Or just go to our website today. All right. We have to go back. We have to discuss what is going on in Afghanistan with somebody who retired as a captain from the army with not one star, with two bronze stars and a purple heart as well. I can't believe what I'm reading in his biography. It says along the AFPAC border in 2006-2007, he and his unit spent 485 days fighting those people who now have taken over that country. Sean Parnell, welcome to America First.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate the time today.
All right, so we'll talk about what you're doing today, how you're serving America again. But first, given as somebody who's bled as a Purple Heart recipient for this nation in theater, have to get your reaction to what the current incumbent of the White House said yesterday. This is Joe Biden, cut six.
So what's happened? Afghanistan political leaders gave up and fled the country. The Afghan military collapsed, sometime without trying to fight. If anything, the developments of the past week reinforced that ending U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan now was the right decision.
So he's proud of his decision, and he's blaming everybody else. Sean Parnell, Captain Parnell, your reaction.
You know, what was shocking to me about that address was that he blamed everybody, the Afghan political leaders, the Afghan National Army, blamed President Trump. He blamed everybody but the Taliban for what's happening in Afghanistan, and I find that to be a travesty. You know, and I think ultimately what he did is this really wasn't a debate, right, about whether or not we should be getting out of Afghanistan. President Trump had a well-articulated plan and I think a strategic drawdown that was conditions-based. I mean, there's a very big difference between what President Trump had planned and what Joe Biden did. But this is not a debate over whether or not we should leave Afghanistan. What that speech should have addressed was the absolute preventable disaster that Joe Biden oversaw with our drawdown there. And I was so disgusted. I was so disgusted when I saw in the first statement that he issued, even before he gave that short address, where he blamed President Trump for this. Commanders, one of the things that they teach you in the Army is that when you're leading troops or you're in command, commanders are responsible for everything that happens or fails to happen under their command.
Yes.
This travesty in Afghanistan is on Joe Biden. It's on his feckless administration, who seem to have their head in the clouds and be wholly unengaged. I mean, my God, think about this. There could be up to 10,000 Americans surrounded by the Taliban, trapped in Afghanistan as we speak, and Joe Biden is on vacation right now. In times of crisis, leaders lead, and Joe Biden has failed on that front.
You served with the 10th Mount Division. You've written a bestseller book called Outlaw Platoon. Everybody needs to read it. But now you've decided to serve the nation again and the state of Pennsylvania. Why have you decided to run for the Senate, Captain Parnell?
Well, you know, I think that the American people want, and especially watching this tragedy in Afghanistan unfold, I think the American people and certainly people in the state of Pennsylvania just desperately want real leaders and fewer politicians. And having the opportunity to serve my country again is an unbelievable honor. And leadership is what I do, right? It's making sure that our military stays strong, that we have a sound border policy, and we reject the policy of open borders, that we embrace our law enforcement, and we don't advocate for insane defund the police policies. I think the American people want that leadership, and they're rejecting career politicians on either side of the aisle.
He has served this nation with honor with the 10th Mountain Division. Now he's going to do it again. Please support this man, Sean Parnell, at parnellforsenate.com. That's parnellforsenate.com. In the 30 seconds we've got left, what is your message to your brothers in arms who are still wearing the cloth of the Republic after the last 48 hours? What do you say to them?
Your service had meaning. You know, you fought the enemy in Afghanistan at every turn, and you defeated them. You did great things for the people of that country. This tragedy that's unfolding in Afghanistan, it falls squarely on the shoulders of the suits and not the boots. Be proud of your service, because America is proud of you.
I like that phrase. It's the suits, not the boots, that are responsible. Parnell for Senate, God bless you. Sean, can we get you back for a much longer discussion here on America First, given the recent events?
Of course. Anytime you need me, I'll be there.
Let's do it. Let's set that up, Mr. G. This is America First, broadcasting from our mobile relieffactor.com studios from the Northern Kingdom. I am a man in motion, and I'm grateful to the people at WLTN Radio for letting me use their studios. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. And for my team back home, who just make it look so effortless. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating thousands, tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain every single day. People like Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees were not getting a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be your story. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at Relief factor.com. Call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.